time.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh yes, indeed. Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you.
Hey, moderator, I am well, and how are you?
Well, 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 Pastor, thank you so much for joining us once again. The Sabbath is almost upon us, and we want to thank God for the week and want to thank God for the time that you have spent with us this afternoon. We are continuing to speak about the spiritual gifts and the ministries, and of course, we're concluding today. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us with gifts, and He is ready to guide us into their proper use if we ask. But how do we know what gift God has given us, and how can we know how He wants us to use it? And so that's what we're going to be finding out as we conclude this discussion. Now, Pastor, can we lose our spiritual gifts, or they are forever?
Okay, thank you, moderator. Again, like our custom is, we will whisper a short prayer just before we begin. Gracious Father, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for granting us the whole of this week and even for this program until when we are coming to an end. We pray that you may lead us, that the end may be well as well. Be with the moderator and the listeners. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Let me begin by saying we need to understand that our spiritual gifts are a key component in terms of growth in Christianity. It actually makes sense that we are supposed to use them responsibly. Because if we don't, there are certain consequences that fall upon us after we have affirmed, after we have agreed to be part of Christ's ambassadors, and then we decide to say, no, we can't deal with, deal with these spiritual gifts in the manner that the Spirit would love us to use. Now, I am going to get to Matthew chapter 25. I am going to use an illustration that Jesus gave there. He gave a parable of a master who are the three servants. It means these three servants had a contract with the master. They agreed to serve the master. And so what happened is that when the master was going on his journey, but he wanted to make some more money. So he left in their hands some money, which is entrusted in form of talents. The other one, he gave 5 talents. And then the other one, he gave 2. And then the last one, he gave 1 talent. So what happened? While he was gone, the first 2 servants immediately set to work and put their master's property to use. The servant with 5 talents made 5 more. The servant with 2 made 2 more. But the servant with 1 had been given, the one who had been given 1 talent went out and dug a hole and buried the master's ma. When the master returned, he called his servants to him to find out exactly what each one of them had done. So the first 2 servants came and presented themselves before him, showing their master how they had made good use of what he had given them. And the master praised them and told them, good and faithful servants. But the third servant explained that he knew the master's stain and he didn't want to disappoint anyone or mess up with things. So what did he do? He didn't do anything about it. He buried the tyrant instead. But the master was angry with him and he rebuked him for what he did, for being raised, for being wicked. And he took the servant's tyrant away and he gave it to the one who was entrusted with the 5 because he was wise, he was cooperative, he used the 5, so he would also utilize the one that the person had been given. So now what are we trying to say? We are saying, just like the servants in the story, we have all been entrusted with the talents and skills. Now here, this parable speaks in connection with the spiritual gifts. So the spiritual gifts that Jesus has given us through the power of the Holy Spirit are supposed to be utilized by us. If we sit on them, refusing to discover how God might want to use us, then we might as well forget about all these gifts at all.
Mm.
Because actually, there are consequences that come if we don't use these talents, if we don't use these gifts. In Romans chapter 14, verse 10 and 12, the Bible says, each one will be judged in accordance with the knowledge and use of the gifts given that particular person. In John chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, and then we read verse 6, in summary form, I can say, Jesus was talking about unproductive, the fruitless branches, and that they will be cut off, they will be chopped off, because they will be of no use, no use. Even with us, those who are not going to utilize what God has given, well, Jesus will say, no, I don't know you, move away from me. Because once we have a contract with him, we sign a contract with him by being born again, it means we are entrusted with these gifts. We must utilize them. There is no nothing like experiencing ignorance about this. Why? Because we would have known that this is Jesus and we have accepted him. And when we accept him, he gives us that which we must use to advance his kingdom. So there could be a situation where someone can lose their spiritual gifts because they have sat on them. I want to explain it in this context. They have sat on them. They are not using them. So if they are not using them, what are they for the kingdom of God? I mean, they are not for the growth of the kingdom of God. They are just like the same as the person who doesn't have it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yes.
True, very true, actually. Very true. I agree with that 100%. Now, how can we then, because you're talking about using them good, how do we get to that point where we are actually good stewards of these gifts? How do we get there?
Yeah, yeah. First of all, we must understand that they come from God. Now, if they come from God, God must be the one to guide us in this stewardship aspect. Stewardship simply means the way the stewards come from, the way the stewardship. Now, when we are talking about stewardship, we're talking about the art of managing someone is proper. So you get instructions from the owner how to use them. So in this context, we must get wisdom on how to use them. We must pray to him so that we become good stewards of the gifts that God gives us. Because if we misuse them, then we spend them on our own self-gratification. Then or we become lazy, we don't utilize them, we have lost our way. So now, I will further say, when we talk about talents and gifts, they are God-given. Even that one who is born, where we talked about a talent that is given at birth, that one is God who gives, because it's God who allows you to be born. It's for your benefit, because he has allowed you to be born, and he knows that you must live on this earth. You must find to live on, to lean on. So all gifts and talents are entrusted to us by God. He has not only given us time, material, position, and our body, but also talents and gifts according to James chapter 1, verse 17. They are not our own, but should be used according to the principles of stewardship, where we don't become selfish, where we work for God. So we have received, some people receive natural talents, some people receive gifts, and all these. We must utilize them, not as the unbelievers, but as the believers who know who God is, because the Holy Spirit imparts them. When he imparts them, because it tells us that they come from God, and they come from God, we must work for God. And when we say we are stewards of God, we work in his vineyard. That's how we must use them in all that we must do. Like I had said, in a defying God church.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Blessings and blessings and blessings upon blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are welcome. Thank you. Listeners, may the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.